Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, you got team updates for us?
No, man, just super excited about, you know, what we're getting ready to embark on, man. The guys are trickling back in from a player standpoint. They're just really crossing the last T's and dotting the last I's as far as all their paperwork, compliance, medical forms, housing, all those things are kind of getting taken care of in the last couple of days. So that's what they're doing. They'll have one more workout on their own by themselves tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll get going. Coaches, hey, we just meet now. Everything is all about the details and just making sure, you know, new coaches know where their position coach rooms are, and making sure we got coaches gear and guys are ready to roll. Man, make sure we got whistles, pencils, watches, and then just making sure I'm not leaving anything unturned here. I mean, we just had a meeting with our mental coach. You know, we were lucky to have a mental coach here at Hamlin, and you know, he was kind of mapping out the year of, you know, how he wants to attack it, which is good too. So just making sure everybody's on the same page.
That is beautiful. Liking that a lot. Well, let's jump into fan questions this week, and we'll start with Ricky, who would like to know, do you like a team that comes into camp very confident or one that is a little nervous about what the upcoming season has to offer?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you want a confident team. You know, you want to walk out there with men that understand what the heck's going on, and they're confident in their training, which obviously is going to spill over to a game day. But there is a certain level of on game day. You want anybody that says they're not nervous on game day, man. You got to kind of check their pulse, man. Because even as a coach, man, I get a little jittery because you want to see your position group, your side of the ball, obviously the whole team perform well. So there's a certain level of uncertainty, a little bit of nervousness that comes with that. I mean, that's just part of it. And, you know, we got to harness and help these guys control their emotions and be ready to go. So, yeah, there's a part of, you know, being nervous, which I think is okay, having a little anxiety.
Beth would like to know, what kind of progress are you looking for in Alejandro this season?
Well, you know, obviously it's a situation where, you know, he's still got to win the job. You know, we got a lot of capable quarterbacks in that room, in which, you know, one mistake we made last year, and I said I would never do it again, is only have three on the roster. You know, so it'll be seven in that room to start. I'm not sure if all seven will stay. I'm sure we'll have to probably move two because we got some athletic guys. But and specifically Alejandro, what we got to do is, you know, take care of the football, make great decisions with the football. You know, his pre-snap and post-snap reads have got to be a lot better than they were last year. And then we got to be smart when we're running him. You know, he's very capable to make every throw. He's athletic. He's smart. It matters to him. He puts the time in. So he's got to go win the job. And then if he does win it, then we got to make sure we as coaches are putting him in the best position possible. So,
well, I got two questions for you from Jim. The first is, what is one area where you think the team needs to be to show a dramatic improvement from last season?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to run the ball better. We got to run the ball when everybody in the stadium knows we're good. We have to run the ball. And then I think, you know, one of our biggest things that we really honed in on and during spring practice was third down defense. I mean, we had to be closer on routes in the back end. You know, so being able to run the football, not necessarily just running it, but when everybody knows you're going to run the football, you got to be able to get a yard or 2 yards. That situation came up a couple times last year, and we weren't good at it. So we got to really focus in on that. And then obviously, like I said, our third down defense, getting off the field, is going to be critical. So
he'd also like to know, what is one area you think the team really excelled in last year and you expect it to be great this season as well?
I thought our linebacking play, for the most part, was really solid. And, I mean, just with that group, I'm really excited to watch that group grow and continue to grow. I'd say so far our linebackers. And then, you know, just Charlie Wilson's development into an okay player in 2021 to, you know, everybody in the league knows who this kid is, man. So I'm just excited about those two things, I would say. So,
Mark would like to know, will you have any fifth-year seniors this season, those who were able to add a year of eligibility because of COVID?
Yeah. We got three. Zach Griebel, super excited about him out of White Bear. Safety that played a lot of ball for us here, man. So, and again, before I even get into that, I need to thank those. I'll thank them all year because they're taking another year of school. They could have graduated. But that's how important this program is to these three young men I'm getting ready to talk about. But Zach Griebel from White Bear is coming back, played a lot of ball here for us. He's a safety for us, and, you know, we're going to need him to play well. Noah Hickman is another, call it outside linebacker from California, that decided to come back. I can remember recruiting him. I can remember recruiting all these guys, but specifically going out to California, sitting in his grandmother's house and you know, just kind of making sure grandma knew it would be fine for her to send her grandson all the way out to Minnesota. And so I'm excited about that situation. Then Evan Miller from a little bit north of the Twin Cities, just super excited, defensive lineman, and just excited about his growth, him wanting to come back and, you know, getting a bad taste in his mouth last year. I remember him sitting in my office at the end of last year like, Coach, I can't leave like that. So we're really excited about those three young men wanting to come back and be a part of something special this year. So
Malik would like to know, how many players do you expect on the roster when camp begins?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now as I'm looking at my depth chart, looking at 82. So we'll be at 82 guys. I mean, greedy Coach Taylor would love 95, but, you know, we're looking at 82 guys, and we're going to coach them up, man, coach the ones that are here and try to get them better.
Next up, we have Zach Reedy, Coach Taylor. Next up, we have Zach, who would like to know, are there any limitations on the amount of contact you can have with players once camp begins?
No, we're with them for the next 2 weeks from 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. So now there's a limitation on how much practice time you can have, what kind of gear they're in. But as far as us physically being able to have meetings and getting around those guys, man, yeah, there's no like you only have 4 hours of meetings today. Like you can practice up to 3 hours a day. Like we can't go far no more than that. But as far as being around them, it's all football. So.
Dan would like to know. He says, I know you go to a lot of coaching clinics for recruits, but I would think it would give you a huge edge in recruiting if you offered some clinics on your own. Is this a possibility?
Yeah, we do. We have we have the Dick Tressel Clinic. We have it here every last Saturday in January. You know, so I've had coaches. I've spoken at it. Coaches on my staff have spoken at it. Last year, we had a bunch of college coaches in the area speak at it. So yeah, man, clinics are good where you exchange ideas and philosophies and try to get yourself better.
Harrison says, I know that the football team has a lot of golf outings related to the football program. How do you fare in those events?
It's funny. I never get a chance to play in them because I'm usually standing at a hole and, you know, smoozing with some of the alums and the boosters. So I don't really play. I don't get it. I've been here since 10 years, and every golf outing I've been a part of in each year of 10, I've never played in it. So I get enough golf in, though.
Jake says, Coach, being a former DB, I know you loved that Rondé Barber and Darrell Revis got into the Hall of Fame. What did you think of those two choices?
You know what? Rob asked me before I got on, what did I do this weekend? And I failed to say that I got a chance to watch the Hall of Fame in Shrineman. So that was super cool. I remember Rondé Barber when he went to the University of Virginia. And I remember watching him and his brother play at the University of Virginia. And I remember sitting in my living room as a young guy because they were about 2 years older than me. I think they were like 96. I was class 98. And I said, man, I want to go to Virginia, you know, but I wasn't big enough, strong enough, fast enough to play at Virginia. So I've been following that guy for a long time. And Darrell Revis, he's a Pennsylvania guy, went to Pitt, and just remember him coming out in the big talk about, you know, him. I mean, those two guys are, those are the best of the best right there, man. And it was funny listening to, I think it was Revis who gave a lot of acknowledgement to Deion Sanders, man. So it was, to play that, to do anything in the NFL, That's an elite fraternity. To play defensive back or quarterback in the NFL, that is, I don't think people understand how tough that really is, man. So got to tip your hats. I think they said 20,000 people came through, have played in the NFL, and only 300 or something like that is in the Hall of Fame. Think about that. You know, I did the numbers on that. That's like 10%. 10% of the guys that's played since the NFL started, man, it's only 10% that make it to Hall of Fame. So that's a unique group of men that are in that Hall of Fame. So.
We have two questions for you from Randy. The first is, he'd like to know, how would you like players to describe you?
Caring, good listener, hopefully, you know, solid communicator, you know, being able to, you know, just motivate in my own way. You know, I'm not I'm trying to think who's maybe like, I'm not a guy, I'm not like the guy from the Detroit Lions who's going to be yelling and screaming, but I mean, you know, being able to motivate a group of men. I'd probably say, yeah, those characteristics. That's a good question.
He'd also like to know, what are qualities you most appreciate in players?
Man, toughness. You know, being able, I really value those tough guys. Guys that run to the work. You know, guys that don't want to hide, guys that aren't scared to get out there and practice, guys that are really good in the classroom, ask great questions. I'd say those things are, you know, and the guys that can be, you know, self-motivated and can put fires out on their own, you know, where you don't, you know, and I'm always talking about being a player-led team versus a coaches-led team. So, you know, guys that can, you know, handle the situations.
Lisa would like to know, what emoji best represents you?
Emoji best represents me. Holy smokes. I hate getting stumped on this show. Emoji, maybe the one, the little one where he's smiling. Yeah, maybe that emoji with a little smile on his face.
And what are our words of wisdom for the week, Coach?
You know what? Words of the wisdom, and tough times don't last, tough people do. So that's it, man. You know, we're getting ready to embark on a journey with these dudes. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. But if they can understand that times ain't going to last, the tough people do will be good. I know I've said that on here before, but just as we get ready to roll and key this thing up, man, we got to surround ourselves with some tough-minded individuals, because everybody knows that listens to this show and shows up on Saturdays. MIAC football is no joke, man. This is a great league, and I'm excited. We're excited to go attack it. So.
Fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.